some of the churches in this area.
Well, our nearest church over here across the Haley Creek is Bethlehem. That's the Methodist Church. And my wife, Aaron's home church. She moved here when she was 12 years old. And they moved their membership from Bankston. That's over on the Southern Railroad between here and there, about halfway between here and there. And then we have just across Mississippi River, a little further east, is Rehoboth, and that's the Baptist Church. And then we have Old Calvary over here. I believe that's been discontinued here, and then the one that preached next to that up the highway here. Unity is the Baptist Church. And then we have just a church building there. I don't think they're really having any services there much. Just back west of here. Just, Bethel. Yeah. Well, that's used to, the church is still standing. They have a cemetery. And the families that, the families that have people buried there continue to have the, I think, the home coming in the summertime, and they keep the cemetery up and use the church for funerals and probably some of it. Prospect is, that's a Friends of Baptist Church east of here about 7 or 8 miles on Highway 102 on the county. We call it the county highway. And then New Liberty, Liberty Church, is over here, that Prospect Church too. And it's off to the left on 102, about 7 miles from here.
You mentioned that the largest Protestant denomination in the South would be what?
The Baptist.
Okay. If you say two people have become members of the church, you say they, what they do?
They join the church.
Okay. In church, you say that you pray to
God.
Okay. And in swearing, some people may pronounce it the same way or different. Would you, if you ever did that, would you pronounce it differently? Sometimes there might be a different tone of voice if you pronounce it, you say in church.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody, you get angry outside.
Oh, yeah, you're swearing that, so. That's an angry. You can use it in an angry tone. Mm-hmm. Or you can swear to tell the truth under the judge, you know, with a different tone. Yeah. You would use that.
Okay. Say a preacher is giving a talk in church and on Sunday morning afterwards you went out and said the preacher really delivered a fine.
Sermon.
Okay. And one might say, well, I go to church to hear the sermon. Another might say, well, I don't care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the
singing.
Okay. Or you might say the choir and the organ is really providing good
music.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, oh, that music was so this morning.
Sorry.
Okay. Or you might say, in contrast to that, you say the
so good.
So good, or maybe even something even finer, you might say, oh, outside, what a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
I gave you the word, didn't I?
You did.
Okay. Do you know the old song about Dreamer, Waken to Me? Stephen. Old time love song, romantic song.
Falcon.
You know that song, Beautiful
on the
Dreamer?
River. On the river.
A Beautiful Dreamer.